name is Jesse Mwai, and I want to greet you all. And I want to thank you so much for taking your time to just tune in to this video broadcast. I want to challenge you on what I've entitled, You Must Be Born Again. These words are not mine. They're taken from John chapter 3. And these are the words of Jesus Christ as he was speaking to a man by the name of Nicodemus. This man was a teacher of the law, came to Jesus wondering, how can I inherit the kingdom of God? And Jesus tells him in John chapter 3, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. You must be born again. I mean, in no uncertain terms, Jesus did not dilly-dally, did not give a long theological understanding of what that meant. He just told him that you must be born again. And I want to challenge you, friend, because there is only one way to see the Father. There is only one way to heaven. There is only one name that has been given to men by which they must be saved. And that is the name of Jesus Christ. Please, I ask you, do not deceive yourself. Sincerity, sometimes people say, oh, but I am so sincere in what I do. Sincerity will not take you to heaven, because you can be sincerely wrong. Your devotion to maybe giving to the poor, your devotion to religious practice, your devotion maybe to going to church, giving your tithe, will not earn you a place in heaven. You must be born again. See, the enemy sometimes wants to confound us. The enemy sometimes wants to make us think and believe that we can actually earn our way into heaven. There is only one way that has been given, and that is faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. I must be born again. You must be born again. Listen, I don't care what religion you subscribe to. I don't care what Christian denomination you subscribe to. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how sincere you are, how honest you are. If you are not born again, you have excluded yourself from being a member of the family of God. You have excluded yourself from being a recipient of God's inheritance, of the kingdom of God. Yet, all you need to do, wherever you are, is just to invite Jesus to come into your life. I cannot earn my own salvation. I cannot make it work for myself. There is nothing I can do. Even if I give my body up to the flames, even if I give my body up, my life, so that I can earn salvation, it will never happen. Because there's one who has already paid the price. His name is Jesus. And I want to tell you about the love of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, you must be born again. He has already surrendered his life for your sake and my sake. He has already given his life for you. You have already been accounted for. Your sins have already been accounted for when he hung on that cross. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And we have all fallen short of the glory of God. We have all sinned against God. There is only one way to salvation. You must be born again. And I want to encourage you in this season, wherever you're listening to me from, and I know God led you to listen to me today for this particular word, you must be born again. And it is so simple. All you need to do right now is to acknowledge that you are a sinner, is to acknowledge that you cannot earn your own salvation, is to acknowledge that the penalty has already been paid in the person of Jesus Christ, is to invite that Jesus Christ to come into your life, to accept the gift that has already been offered, and ask God for forgiveness and ask God to bring you into his kingdom. And then you will be born again. It is that simple, friends. I encourage you, please make that decision today. Time is never on our side. No man knows about tomorrow. No man knows about how long we'll be on this side of glory. You must be born again. I encourage you, wherever you are, allow me to pray with you this prayer, even as we bring this time to a close. So wherever you are, if you want to invite Jesus, or maybe you backslid at one point in your life, you used to be born again, you used to walk with the Lord, but you backslid, you went back, or maybe you're there, you're not sure. Allow me to pray with you. So wherever you are, just close your eyes and pray this prayer after me and make it your prayer. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. I confess that I am a sinner. I have sinned against you. I invite you, come into my life. Make me your child. Forgive me all my sin and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And Father, I pray for anybody wherever or whenever who have prayed that prayer, Lord, will you receive them to yourself? Would you save them? Would you direct them? Would you fill them with your Holy Spirit? May they never turn back all the days of their lives. Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. For those who have prayed that prayer, please find a church near you, a place that you can be nurtured, a place that you can grow. And may the Lord bless you.